Join us online, offline, and on your mobile at God's Grace Eston Global Commission, GGHC, as we study and rightly divide the word of truth with accuracy and precision. GGHC, grace will speak for you.
We thank God for what the Lord has been doing in our lives as individuals, as a church, and we give God, only God, all the glory. Praise the Lord. Last week we started a series of teaching which we titled The Mystery of the Star Sign. The Mystery of the Star Sign. For those of us that were not here last week, I want to briefly just summarize what we said last week. We said God uses signs, special events, and miracles to point people to Him. And we said one of such signs that God uses are stars. They are what? Stars. Last week I told you, I said when our Lord Jesus was born into this world, God provided in His creative handiwork a sign from the heavens. And that sign was a star that represented the birth of a king. Everybody must have seen that star. I told you last week. Everybody saw the star. But only few people, three wise men, were able to understand what the star was. Everybody saw it. But only few were able to. Those three were able to say, this star is not an ordinary star. This one is a special star. It is the star of a what? King. I told you last week, I said, remember that shepherds also heard about the birth of Jesus. But the way they heard about it was through angel. Even though they were sitting in the dark of the night, they saw the stars. They still couldn't understand. They couldn't decipher. They couldn't decode what God was saying. It took an angel to come down to tell them, why are you sleeping? Why are you watching flocks? Don't you know that a king has been born today? He's in a manger. I told you last week, I said many of us are like those shepherds. We see the stars, we see everything, but until you see angel, until somebody comes and tells you, you don't understand the star. You don't understand the sign. But here are three wise men that saw the star and they could recognize. They could understand. And they found their way from the east to Jerusalem. And in Matthew chapter 2, from verse 1 to 3, we read when they went to the palace of the king. I told you last week, I said, why did they go to the palace of the king? Because in their own thinking, they were thinking that since that star is a star of a king, it's only in the king's palace they can give birth to a king, a future king. That's where they went to the palace. So they knew what they saw. They understood what they saw. That was why they went to the king's palace. But lo and behold, when they got to the king's palace, the king himself was confused. How can another king be born in my territory? And I don't know. None of my wives gave birth. None of my concubines. Where is the king? He now told them. He said, please, when you see him, come back and tell me. Why did he say that? Because he wanted to destroy. He said, how can there be a king in another kingdom where a king reigns? There cannot be two kings on the throne. I told you last week, I said there is a deep mystery about the stars. I also told you last week that in the study of astronomy, they recognized a star called Regulus. This star, they call it the King Star. And many astronomers said, probably this was the star that these three wise men saw. I told you last week, I said, everyone that is born into this world has a star. I said, if you refuse to discover your star, if you refuse to recognize who you are, there are wicked men, wicked women outside there, good and bad. There are bad ones, then there are also good ones that can see it for you. And if they see it for you, if they are the bad ones, they can derail you. They can swallow. I said stars, swallow stars. I told you that last week. And today, I have come with that video to show you how stars swallow stars. If that can happen in the sky, how much more in the realm of the spirit? Last week, we also looked at a prophecy from the book of Numbers, chapter 24, verse 17, given by Moses. Moses said, I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not here. A star shall come out of Jacob. Which star was he talking about? Jesus Christ. And I told you last week, I said, there are some facts you must take home about stars. And these facts, you must never forget them. Number one, I said, everyone has a star that represents them in the heaven. And every star has a course that it follows. It has a destiny path it must journey through. If a star leaves its course or leaves its destiny path and walks into another person's course or destiny path, there will be a problem. It's either they burn out or they are swallowed. I told you last week, I said, during the course of this teaching, we will learn how we can discover our star. We will learn how we can protect our star. And we must ensure that our star fulfills its divine destiny and mandate. Here is number two fact. That's where I want to start from this morning. That you must take home and you must never, ever forget. Number two fact. Apart from the fact that every human being is represented by a star, every nation, every church, every organization, business also have stars representing them. If it's a church, organization, a nation, business, every of these things, apart from human beings, also have a star representing them. If you read the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 20, I want to read very quickly from here. Revelation, chapter 1, verse 20, the Bible says, the mystery of the seven stars, which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. And the seven lamps, which you saw, are the seven churches. So, churches have stars. Nations have stars. Organizations have stars. God determines how strong the stars of nations are. God also determines the destiny path every of these stars will follow. That is why you see everybody has marks on their palms, and no two marks are exactly the same. They may look similar, but they are not the same. That is why even in twins, their thumbprint is different. Are you understanding what I'm saying? They came out the same day from the same womb. Identical twins, they look alike. But when you take their thumbprint, the mark of that, their thumbprint, is always different. There is no two thumbprint that is the same. Do you know that with your thumbprint, they can recognize you anywhere in the world. Because it's not the same. For instance, Nigeria is doing our own data collation, which is something they should have done many years ago. But they have just started doing it. What you call the NIN, and sometimes in the bank you call the BVN. Those are instruments with which they can track you down at any time. If you look at your ATM machine, you see a place where they put something like thumbprint there. If those things get activated, one, you don't need your card to collect money. Once you put your thumbprint on that place, it will bring out your name. Because no two thumbprints are the same. No two marks are the same. Everybody's destiny is unique. God creates every destiny uniquely. He creates every star to follow its own course. And that is why you see that some nations are bigger than others. That is why you see when America is talking, almost the whole world is shaking. Because the stars are different in sizes. That is why you can see America will go to a country and swallow everything up there and destroy everything. The stars are different. Every nation has a star. Every church has a star. Every organization has a star. And these stars are determined. The course are determined by God. For instance, God's Great Headstone Commission has its own star. And God determines the course of this church, the destiny path. The reason why you have a lot of churches that are failing is because they refuse to follow the original path, the destiny path that God created for them. In the process of looking for members, looking for money, they deviate from the original course. And that is why you hear of them for a few years, after some time, they die, they fade away. Praise the name of the Lord. Everything you see happening now is because God has permitted it to happen. Number three. Number one, you know that every human being has a star. Number two, now you know that every church, every organization, every nation has its own star. Number three, very important fact. Stars can be sighted, tracked, pulled down, or pushed down by other stars. Stars can be sighted, tracked, pulled down, pushed down, or even swallowed by some other stars. Very quickly, I want everybody to open his Bible to Daniel chapter 8. I want us to read from there so that you will not say, ah, Pastor, how can you say they can swallow star? How can star be pulled down? Let's look at Daniel chapter 8. I want to read from verse 9 to 10. Stars can be sighted. Stars can be tracked. Stars can be pulled down. They can be pushed down by other stars. They can even be swallowed by other stars. Daniel chapter 8, from verse 9 to 10. I want to read from here. The Bible says, and out of one of them came a little horn, which grew exceedingly great toward the south, toward the east, and toward the glorious land. And it grew up to the host of heaven, and it cast down some of the hosts and some of the stars to the ground, and did what? Trampled them means match them, squash them. Daniel in a revelation saw a horn grew toward the south, toward the east, towards the glorious land. The glorious land is Jerusalem. And it grew up to the host of heaven. It went into the heavens and cast down the host and also cast down some stars. I am prophesying upon the life of somebody here that is hearing me this morning and watching me online, I want your amen to roar like thunder. Your star will not be targeted. In the name of Jesus Christ. Your star will not be pulled down. Your star will not be squashed. Your star will not be swallowed by other stars. In the name of Jesus Christ. Do you know that the star of Jesus was tracked by Herod? After the three wise men refused to come back, Herod did not agree. He sent out army, warriors. Go and find that star for me. Go and find that one that was born for me. He has to go. But Herod failed. Why did he fail? Because the angels of God have already intervened to save the day. The angels of God have already what? Intervened to save the day. Even though the angels of God intervened, many stars went. A lot of children 2 years down, they were pulled down. They were squashed. Listen to me. What I'm saying to you today is the truth. It's not every star that they were allowed to shine. It's not every star that they were allowed to fulfill destiny. It's not every star that will be allowed to go through his divine course and divine mandate. Every day, stars are being pulled down. Every day, stars are being squashed. Every day, stars are being trampled upon. But your star and my star and the stars of our children shall rise, shall shine, shall fulfill destiny. In the name of Jesus, as the Lord protected the star of Jesus from wicked men, God will protect your star. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Jesus' star was tracked down, but God did not allow Herod to pull it down. Joseph's star was also tracked down. How many of you know? You remember the story of Joseph? He had a dream. He saw 11 stars, the sun and the moon, bowing to his own star. The 11 brothers said, "My star, bow you for your star, B." We go see. They waited for him in the wilderness. And that fateful day, his father sent him to go and give them food and refreshment. And the boy was wearing a coat of many colors, which was depicting the beauty of his star, the glory of his life. You know, there are some of you, people will just look at you and they will be jealous of you for nothing. Yeah, for nothing. It's because they can see something that you yourself are not seeing. You begin to wonder, what did I do this? Why are they always antagonizing me? They are seeing something. Jacob went with his glorious dress. They say, "God catch you today." Shana, you say, "Our star, they bow for your star, be that your star. We will see how far." They grab him, remove the cloth of many color from him. Their target that day was to squash his star. Oh, I am prophesying upon the life of somebody here that the enemy has tracked down, that they have locked up, that they have put in the pit of life. If your amen can roar like thunder, you will receive your deliverance in the name of Jesus. Today, you are set free from star hunters. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. They grabbed him. Say, Shana, you. Say, your star pass our own, Abi. We see today. They threw him inside the pit. Their plan was to kill him. But God intervened by just one person. The senior brother said, "Instead of killing this boy, why not sell him away? Let him be slave." They sold him. But they forgot that every as his destiny calls. What they thought they were doing for evil was God arranging him to follow a pattern that will bring about glory. Ah, I have good news for somebody today. That hardship you are going through, that pain you are passing through, the enemy thinks with it they can trap you. But hear me and hear me well. You are coming out on the other side shining. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I say you are coming on the other side shining. In the name of Jesus Christ. The target stars. The target stars. Stars can be pulled down. Stars can be swallowed by other stars. I want you to watch the screen now. I want to show you that video I promised you last week Sunday. I want you to see that. I just did a short, because the video is very long. I just did the part where the star has already entered into the other star, and the telescope was able to zoom and see a big star with another star inside. Can you play that video very quickly? Can you see that? Those are stars in the sky. Now they are zooming in on one of the stars which had swallowed another star. They are zooming in now. Can you see that big star? They are zooming into it now. They are zooming in. They are zooming in. Into that star. And look at what is inside the belly of that star. Can you see what's inside the belly of that star? That is another star. Inside the belly of a bigger star. The big video took, the full video took some time. It was swallowing it small, small. Small, small. When it begins to remove that outside layer, the inside becomes red. Becomes red. And then swallow until it fully swallowed it. Look, listen to me. Whether you believe it or not, there are some stars out there. They feed on other stars. They climb on other people's lives to triumph and to shine. Hear me and hear me well. Because you are here today, and because God is on your side, your star cannot be swallowed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree over your life and destiny, your star will not be destroyed. Your star will not be pulled down. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Number four fact. I want to move fast now. Stars can be derailed. Stars can be caused to move out of their course and out of their divine destiny route. Every star has a course. Remember what I said. It has a pattern. It has a destiny route to follow. That is why if you go to some of these evil men, star leaders, they will always tell you to bring your palm. And then they are looking into your palm. They are trying to find out, discover your destiny route. Every star has its course, has its pattern. A good example of a derailed star is the star of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. That was why God asked them, Adam, where are you? Why did God say, where are you? Because they were not where they are supposed to be. They have left their divine course. The route their star was supposed to follow, they had left it. Their stars left its original course. Another example of a derailed star in the Bible is King Saul. Do you know that God told Saul through Samuel that his children and children's children will rule Israel? How many of you know that? God promised Saul when he made him king when Samuel anointed him. He said, you will be king in Israel, and your children after you will reign and rule. So this one we are saying the Lion of Judah. This one we are hailing David and say the root of Jesse, the son of David. We would have been saying the son of Saul. Somebody listening to me. But something happened. God changed his mind about Saul. Why did God change his mind? Because the star of Saul did not follow the right. There was a derailing. God told him, go and destroy the Amalekites completely. Don't leave anything. When Saul got there, he started having ideas. By the time he began to see the goat, the big goat, the fat ram, many of us, because we refuse to obey God to the full, we always enter problems. I remember when I was in my former church, I was doing very well. Regional overseer. It's not beans. I was doing well. I didn't have any problem with anybody. In fact, my general overseer loved me so much. And I love him, even till now. But God said, you have to move. You have stayed enough here. This is the course now you have to take to fulfill your divine mandate. In my eyes, I felt this is punishment. How am I going to survive? I don't have any work. I don't have any other work outside this work. I've given it all to be here. How then can you? Where am I going to from here? Where am I going to start from? Me that have been preaching to thousands of people. Branches under me. I know. Which one is this? I was dodging God. Many of us are like that. We are dodging God. But the truth is, when you follow the right path, when you do what God asks you to do without adding or subtracting, there is always positive result. The blessings I've received. How many are we here? We are just very few. We thank God we are growing. And we continue to grow. But it's not the funds that comes from here that sustains this ministry. People come here and they wonder, how are they sustaining? How are they making it happen? If I tell you how much I spend in a month, you won't believe it. People that earn salary, they can't cope. Sometimes I start the month on a zero, but all my problems are solved. I don't have any cost. Is there anybody I've ever come to you, send you a message, say, I beg, borrow me 10,000, my dear member. If you are here, raise up your hand. Instead, I will even give. I'm sure many of you must be wondering, I bet this man gets one place where they collect money, they perform magic. It's God. Sometimes people that don't know me before, they just say, we saw a post, and please send us your account number. I've never met them before in my life. When you follow God, in fact, as I'm here now, I can boastfully say that I'm more blessed than even when I was in charge of several places. I can say it with confidence. When you follow the right course, many of us, like Saul, we have our own ideas. Go and destroy everything. Saul said, see fat ram. See better gold. See, to even worsen the matter, he kept the king. Now, how can you say you have destroyed a place and you keep the king? Who is the head of the place? Brought everything back. Those things that have been cursed by God, he brought them back to the land. That day, his star derailed. The star fell out of course. I am praying for someone here. In every way, your star has derailed. In every way, your star has fallen out of course. Because you are here today, the Lord will restore you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Once you remain on course, listen, nothing can stop you. You will not go hungry. Never, never. Saul went out of course. And when Samuel came and said, Saul, what have you done? Did you do as God asked you to do? In fact, we overdo, sir. Overdo is warning us. We kill everything. We did everything as God said. As he was talking, goat cried for backyard. Saul said, this goat not be our goat. Israel goat, not they cry like this. Where is that goat coming from? He said, we cannot destroy everything now. We have to keep some things for God. Someone says it's a lie. You didn't keep it for God. You kept it for yourself. Is obedience not better than sacrifice? That day, through the mouth of Samuel, the same prophet that said his children will rule after him, that day God changed his mind. God will not change his mind over your life. You know the Bible says God does not lie. But on that instance, he changed his mouth. He changed his mind. He said, no. Even though I'm the one that said you will continue to rule, but today, I change my mind. I withdraw that word. And I hand it over to another family. I hand it over to another person. The greatest danger that can happen to you is when God withdraws from you. David said, God, you can do anything to me, punish me, but please, God, please, don't withdraw from me. Don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Don't turn your back against me, because once that happens, may the Lord help us in the name of Jesus. So, stars can be derailed. Stars can be pushed out of course. If you are here this morning and you are watching us online and your star has been pushed out of course or delayed, I repeat again, there shall be a restoration. There shall be a reset in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Stars fight each other, and stars also fight against men. Are you listening to me? Stars fight each other. Stars also fight against human beings, men. These astronomers that study about stars discover that, like human beings, stars fight against themselves. Especially when a star leaves its own route, its own destiny path, and goes to be and follow another star. Another cause. The owner of that star that is falling, he will fight. Why are you coming to this is my road? This is my lane. And also, in the book of Judges chapter 5 verse 20, you will see where God said, stars fought from heavens. The stars from their courses fought against Sisera. Sisera was a general. Army general. He thought it was only human beings that were fighting against him that day. He didn't know that the stars too were fighting against him. Do you know that evil men can program stars to fight against human beings? I know a man. This man cannot sleep. Throughout the night, his eye is always open like this. One sleep, he can't sleep. His health began to deteriorate. Daytime, he can't sleep. Nighttime, he can't rest. If he managed to take 1 hour, 2 hours, the eye will open as if to say, his health started deteriorating. It became a problem. He started going from hospital to hospital. And you trust doctors, they will give it a name. They will say insomnia, this one, that one, this one. They were giving him drug. As they were giving him the drug, it was not working. So one day, faith made us to meet at another friend's occasion. And that, my friend, now introduced me and said, this is my pastor. In fact, I thank God for his life. And he always pray. And the man said, hey, you are a pastor? I said, yes. He said, well, maybe before we finish this program, it was not even a church program. It was an occasion. Maybe before we finish this, you will pray for me. I said, okay. And after the occasion, I've forgotten. I was going, the man ran after me. He said, pastor, you want to go? I said, okay. I said, what do you want us to pray about? I said, look, all I want is sleep. Amen. No. Some of you that are sleeping every day, you don't know. You think it is just by closing your eyes that you are sleeping. There are some people that are looking for you too. He said, pastor, all I want is sleep. Initially, I was baffled. I said, sleep? How? What do you mean? Pastor, I don't sleep. I find it hard to catch at least 1 hour or 2 hours. And even if that sleep is going to catch me, it has to be when there is light. Once it is dark, my eye open. I can't sleep. I said, this one is serious. Okay. I will pray for you now. But in the night, call me anything from 11, 12, so that I can pray again with you. After I prayed shortly with him, I left. As I was going, the Spirit of God ministered to me. He said, the stars are fighting that man. And if he's not careful, he will soon die. So, in the middle of the night, when he called me, and I told him, I said, sir, I'm sorry, I don't know what you have put your hand into. I know you are a very rich man, you are a very comfortable man, but the Spirit of God is telling me that stars are fighting you. That's why you can't sleep. There are some things you have done in the night time that has removed sleep from your eyes. He said, pastor, it is true. And he started to make his confessions. You did all this one and you want to sleep? You can't sleep. Even if nobody saw you, the stars saw you. Those stars you destroyed, you pulled down. They saw you and they are fighting you. That's why you can't sleep. He had to go for deliverance. Serious prayers. But we thank God. God forgive him. That is why you must not allow somebody to pull down your star or swallow your star. Because if they go to God for mercy, he will forgive them. He's a merciful God. He will accept them. My father in the Lord, in the other church I was coming from, he will say, stop them before they stop you. Because if you don't stop them, they will stop you. Praise the name of the Lord. Stars fight. And they fight men too. I am praying for somebody here. If your amen can roar like thunder, stars will not fight you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Stars diminish and fade. That's number 6. Stars diminish and fade and die just like human beings. Astronomers have discovered that stars also die just as human beings die. If you look at the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 10, the Bible says, the earthquake before them, the heavens tremble, the sun and moon grow dark, and the stars diminish in their brightness. The stars diminish in their brightness. Joel, chapter 2, verse 10. Stars diminish. Stars fade. Stars die. There is a big star that died in this country this year. Very big. This man in a small corner somewhere in Lagos State there, people come from all over the world. Presidents from all over the world come there. He was the one that brings the highest foreign exchange into this country. The man barely went to school. Star. But when your star derails out of its natural course, or when your star is a star that swallows other stars, one day, that star will fade. It will diminish. It will die. Do you know that most times, listen to me, the biggest stars burn out fast. Go and Google it. The stars that are big, shining, very hot, they burn out faster. Don't try to copy another man's star. Don't try to use another man's yardstick to measure your own. You have a destiny path. You have a destiny course. Allow God to take you through it. There is no star that God created that he did not put something that will shine inside it. Have you ever seen a star that doesn't shine? I decree, if your amen can roar like thunder, that your star will not fade. I decree that your star will not die suddenly. I decree that your star will not burn out in the name of Jesus Christ. When stars burn out, they die. No wonder the Englishman say, slow and steady wins the race. No rush. See small boy of 20 years, 21 years, 22 years. I want hammer. I want hit my billion. I want make him. He begin to run up and down. Cut soap for me. Buy soap for me. Give me soap. Make I bath. Slow and steady wins the race. Stars fall from the heights and crash to the ground. But your star will not crash in the name of Jesus. I'm praying for someone here from the depth of my heart. From the depth of my heart. Because you have attended this service and because you have heard this message, the mystery of the star sign, whether your enemies like it or not, whether it is convenient for them or not, in every way that your star has derailed, has malfunctioned, I decree today, there shall be a restoration. There shall be a repair. There shall be a reset. In the name of Jesus. You need to understand the mystery of stars. And as a matter of great importance, you must discover your own star before others discover it for you. And you must protect it before they target it. Next week, Sunday, I'm going to tell you how you can discover your star. I'm stopping here today, but that's where I'm starting from next week, Sunday. How can you discover your star? How can you find it out? How can you know it? How can you protect it? How can you ensure it does not derail out of its natural course? You cannot ensure if you have not discovered it. Imagine now, somebody call me now and say, Pastor, we want you to come and stand as chairman of our local government. Don't worry, we will vote you in. We know you will win. Don't worry. I am the one that organizes everybody. We are sure. Even if they give me 110% assurance, is that my star? Is that my cause? No. If I follow there, I will burn out. I may win. They may give me cars. They may give me security. But it's not my cause. You need to discover your star. You need to discover the cause And you need to know how to protect it. Bishop Oyedepo said one day, he said, if they give him everything, if they beg him to come and be president of Nigeria, he said, what do I need it for? I don't need it. He said, I will not function. I can't function there. The reason why we have bad presidents in Nigeria is because people are greedy. Many of them are not following their right course. People that are supposed to be rearing cattle. They say they want to be president. That's why we have problem. People that are drug addicts. They say God said they are the president of Nigeria. And the painful thing, you will see sycophants, some men of God, they will begin to say, yes, yeah, this is what God is saying. But it's not true. In Nigeria, we have a lot of square pegs in round holes. That's why we have problems. When we begin to put the right people in the right places, our problems are solved. One pastor now, I don't want to mention him, said God said he will be the next president of Nigeria. Okay. Apparently, God made a mistake by making him a pastor in the first place. Imagine if Samuel said, I will be the next king. This one, where Saul? No, don't misbehave. I mean, oh yeah, come now. Come and put a crown on my head. I am praying for someone here. You will not be derailed. You will not burn out. You will not fall. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Close your eyes and begin to talk to God. We are continuing this message next week Sunday. And we are rounding up on this topic next week Sunday. Please, I beg you, don't miss. You have started from the first day. Don't miss any of this series. Next week Sunday, we are going to spend some serious time to pray here. If possible, invite all your family members. We want to pray because I will be telling you next week how to discover your star, how to protect it. And how to make sure it remains on course. Begin to talk to God. Say, Lord, help me. In every way, my star has been derailed. In any way, my star has malfunctioned. Help me, O Lord. Help me, O Lord. From today, I don't just want to exist for existing sake. I want to know who I am. I want to follow the right course of destiny. There are many people that are in this commission today. When they joined, I know how they were. But today, the story has changed. It is because they are in the right place. I remember one of them came to me and said, Pastor, God says I will join you here. Now here I go, they come from today. I was surprised. But I'm sure she never has any cause to regret from there. Because you have followed the right course. You need to discover your star. You need to follow the right course. Say, Lord, help me. Say, my star will shine. My star will not be cut off. My star will not be derailed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, open your mouth and begin to pray this morning. Begin to pray this morning. Say, I've heard your word, oh Lord, today. My star will not fall out of course. My star will not be swallowed by other stars. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I will fulfill destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. In every way that my star has been derailed, oh Lord, let there be a restoration. In the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. If you don't discover your star, they will discover it for you. Help me, O Lord, so that evil men will not track my star down. Help me, O Lord. Help me, O Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Our Father and our God, we thank you for your word that has gone out this morning. You are a faithful God. You have declared this month the month of stars because you want to do a resetting, a reorganization, a rearrangement. Father, help us. In every way, our stars are falling short. In every way, our stars have been derailed. In every way, our stars have been tampered with. Let there be a repair in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us, O Lord, so that at the end of this series, we will come out shining. We will come out prevailing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. There is somebody I'm seeing in my spirit eye now. Your star has seriously been tampered with. Seriously been tampered with. But God says he will restore. Person is here now. I remember that my friend, when I was in higher institution, Wumi, very pretty, pretty girl, pretty lady, pretty young lady. But she was Aristo. What we call Aristo those days. Because she was beautiful and you know she knew how to dress. See all these big, big men. Come and pick her. Personally, I liked her so much. I don't know why. Maybe because I just loved her. And she can cook very well. So I will make sure that I buy ingredients, and because our room was not far from mine, we're living off campus. Very lovely girl. One day, she went out with one malam like that. And she came back. I just noticed that she changed. The normal, playful person, you know, jovial person, she now became withdrawn. She now started behaving strangely, absent-minded. After much pressure, she fell sick. It was when she was about to die. And they were trying to treat her. That we discovered that this malam that she went out with that day. And that day, as she was going, my mind was telling me, what is wrong with this girl? The man actually told her to open her leg and brought out a snake. Was the snake that entered into her and came out. After she spoke these things, she died. I'm telling you a true life story. The whole of the school I went to that time, Kwara Poly, is shook. Yeah, which guy's story be this? That was a star. If we mean speaking English here, it could be like somebody go carry bread. They pick the English, they chop them. Very fluent, very. She was in mass communication department. A star. I am praying for someone here. I can sense it in my spirit, man. That your star has been tampered with. The Lord will restore you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I don't care how close that person is with you. that tampered with your star. I decree there shall be a restoration. In the name of Jesus Christ. Next week, don't forget, I will tell you how to discover your star, how to protect it, and how to make sure that it doesn't fall out of course. Please, invite everyone you love, your family, your husbands, your children. Everybody must be here that day. If you cannot get across to them, bring their pictures, because we are going to do some serious prayers here next week, Sunday.